Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, welcome out to ClickFunnels Radio. I am still your host, Miles Clifford. Again, filling in for a little while Dave is focusing on some other items. And we're so excited that you are all here hanging out with ClickFunnels Radio and our very special guest today. I've met her a few different times, whether it's at a 2CCX event, whether actually it was just recently here in Idaho. She was here hanging out with us at one of our events. She's absolutely amazing. And she's actually going to be on stage next month at Funnel Hacking Live. And we'll get to that and the reasons why she's on stage because the amazing person she is, the amazing businesswoman she is, and everything she's doing in life to absolutely crush it. So I would like to introduce you to our guest, Eileen Wyler. Eileen, welcome to ClickFunnels Radio.
Thank you, Miles. I am so pumped to be here and so pumped for FHL.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe, like, we always do the countdown. Sometimes we have it up on the screen, but then other times, like, we take it down because it, like, stresses us out. From the time we're recording this, we are 34 days away from Funnel Hacking Live.
Oh.
And it feels like we were just, like, at 100 and then 90. And then I think when you were in town, what was that, beginning of June?
Mm-hmm.
It felt like we had forever because it was, like, 97 days or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it'll never happen, right? But now we're like, oh man, it's like a month away. So
yeah, how are you feeling about your presentation, your slide?
Oh man, I'm so excited about speaking because one of the reasons why is because the people who come to FHL are some of them like the funnest, coolest, most enthusiastic, most generous-hearted entrepreneurs on the internet. And when we're all together, it just like, it's like a little explosion happening. So I think they're going to be like the funnest people to speak to. Such a great audience.
And I think this year is even different than it's ever been before, right? I feel like a lot of us have been kind of not cooped up, but like just been held back or have held ourselves back from going and doing some of these things because of, you know, the last 18 months. And I don't know if you remember when you showed up in June, like we were kind of, are people going to be, you know, scared to be here? And it was like a giant party of 60 people at ClickFunnels.
Oh my gosh. I know I think we were hugging people at a frequency and a rate that I have never, because everybody was so excited to like be with other entrepreneurs and then be like in the room at ClickFunnels headquarters. We were like, this is it.
Yeah. It was so exciting. Like the energy was electric, and it was a smaller like scale event. It was only 60 people. And like you said, I shook more hands and hugged more people in 30 minutes than I did in 18 whole months. So it was super exciting. And so I think what you just mentioned about the energy and the type of people that they are, I think that's even going to be more amplified this year.
Oh man. And the people watching online too, I think it's not just going to be the people in the room. I think it's just going to be such like a coming together of the best people on the internet who really want to over deliver. So it's like every person who's going to get a ticket is going to be amazing.
I think so too. And I'm glad you brought that up because we've been working hard with an external company on how do we really bring that live in-person experience to our virtual attendees. Yeah. We have some fun things planned for them. Like they may not know this yet, but they'll be signing a media release pretty much, but their faces could be popping up anywhere. Yeah. Like at any time. We got screens in all sorts of places that we plan on having them. So you may
right next to Russell, like right when he's speaking, like suddenly your face appears. I love it.
Exactly. Like we plan on having a ton of fun with it. And maybe after this episode, we finish recording, I can tell you all the things we're doing. Cause like the stage we have this year is insane. Like it just gets bigger and better every year, Russell's vision. And so, I just want to tell everybody all the secrets. I know I told you a secret earlier about what we were doing, but we won't tell anybody else.
We won't tell anybody else. It is going to be, life-changing. It's going to be life-changing.
I think so too. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And speaking of life-changing, I'm glad you said those few words. I kind of want to talk about your path to the funnel hacking stage. Like, where you started and really where you started picking up momentum and understanding like this game of entrepreneurship that we're all playing, and then really how it led to you being on stage at Funnel Hacking Live.
100%. You know, it started, Miles, at FHL in 2018 because I'd never heard of Funnel Hacking Live. A friend of mine followed Russell and she said, oh my gosh, I'm going to this marketing convention. Do you want to come? And then she sent me the link and I was like, oh, I can't afford that. Cause we were pastors at the time at a church and my husband was Uber driving to support our family. So I couldn't afford it. So she's like, I got your ticket. Just come. I was like, cool. Yeah. Like I can be like a good, like ride or die buddy. Like I'll just come along, have fun. So sitting in the back And Miles, like from the very first session, I was like, what is happening here? What's going on? Because it was so riveting and so like, and people were using all these words. I didn't understand what they were saying, Miles, because they were using words like funnel and like OTO and like bump. And they were throwing out like acronyms, like LTV and ACV. And I just was taking notes. I just started taking notes. And then Russell gets up there and just starts pouring out his heart, just doing what Russell does, right? And I was like, listen, I don't even know what's going on here, but I am 100% in. I don't have a ClickFunnels account. I don't even really know what marketing is, but whatever's happening here, oh my gosh. And then Miles, I saw people get up and go get awards for having made $1 million. So we were making less than $30,000 a year, like Uber driving with our pastor salary. And so when I saw people getting these awards for like $1 million, I was like, is that even real? Like, it kind of felt like, Miles, did you ever watch the Chronicles of Narnia, like CS, the movies and the books, you know?
Oh yeah.
There's this scene where the kids like step through this wardrobe and they enter into this like other world. It's like winter wonderland and there's like mythical creatures. That is how I felt watching the award winners and being at FHL. I was like, whose alternate universe did I just enter into? And then Tony Robbins is there and I'm hugging people and I'm crying on my neighbor's shoulder who I've never met before. And like by the end of FHL, my whole life changed. And everybody kept saying, just do what Russell says, do what Russell says. So I started following everything Russell was saying, everything he was teaching, like, and I jumped into some programs he had and I just went all in. And I think 60 days after FHL, I made $23,000.
Holy cow.
Which to me, Miles, was like raining money from the sky. I thought it was like, because you heard our salary, like I made $23,000 in 60 days. So to me, that was like, I'd never seen money come at that speed.
Yeah.
And so all these limiting beliefs were just breaking like off of me, like that it's hard to get money. It's hard to make an offer. I don't have an audience. Like all this stuff just started, I don't know, just breaking off me. So long story short, I think it was like maybe within a year I had this offer converting and we even had the opportunity to move out of our 2-bedroom apartment and into a house. I got 3 kids. So they were running around. They still run around. They ride their bikes around. They're so happy. They were so, so, so happy. So FHL was where it started for me. It's probably like, I mean, like I drank the Kool-Aid. I went all in and I just can't encourage. That's why I'm such a passionate evangelist for FHL, because I heard someone say that it's not just the people who are attending FHL that their lives are going to get changed. It's like the families that are represented by every person and all the people they serve, like all their clients and all like the people that I got to then serve after going to FHL. So it's like this incredible multiplication impact, you know, at the event. So that's why I don't know. I'll probably like go down.
Well, I thought that was fantastic. I think some of the things you said, like really, you know, just from the get-go, like you said, you sat down, you didn't know what people were throwing out. And actually McCall, we had an interview with her recently, if you listen to that. And she said the same thing, like people were saying OTO. I was like, what's an OTO? Or what are these things? And it is a different world. But she said the same thing, that first presentation, it was like everything changed for her. And, you know, obviously things happen for people in different ways. Like they're, you know, I don't even want to go into it, but everybody experiences it in different ways. But I think that it is amazing. It is a life-changing experience, you know, at least for us. And Russell, we've said it before, like he choreographs the event in a way where it's going to move people, educate them, and give them all the tools they need to take action and have impact. And I appreciate you saying a lot of those things too, because like, you know, Russell has this vision and one of my roles here is, you know, running the events and making sure everything happens. And I think sometimes, you know, as employees, we lose sight of some of that, like why these events are taking place. So we always love hearing that. Like at the event, we always remember like, you know, people are crying the same thing, like as their life is being changed right there. And so I appreciate you saying that. Cause then it's like, all right, this is why we're doing it. Like, you know, what matters type of thing. So thank you.
Yeah. And Miles, and like, it doesn't even end. Cause it's like the next year I like met a business partner that changed everything for our business at FHL.
Really?
So it's like, yeah, it's just like these opportunities. It's like a hinge of history. You know what I mean? It's like this, it's this one event, but so much can happen.
Yeah.
You can get like one idea or one new offer or like meet one person in the lobby, like I did, and like totally catapults. Like we did like $1 million a month, like not long right after FHL because of somebody I met there. So it's like crazy town. It's crazy town, damn packed.
Yeah.
And we probably, you probably will never even know all the stories of like all the lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's so cool. And like you said, it's not only impacting your life, you're being able to take that and impact others' lives. And
yeah,
a domino effect where, I mean, who knows how widespreading, you know, Russell and Funnel Hacking Live is for people.
Yeah. I know. We could talk for 60 more minutes about OUR and the nonprofit work that's going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a privilege to be able to even attend and an honor to be able to speak. And
OUR, I think OUR 2018. So that was Orlando was the first one you said. That's like we started working with OUR, and that talk about one of the most emotional. It was
the tissues.
Oh my goodness. I think actually the next year, we actually ordered custom tissues because we were playing another OUR video that next year in Nashville. But literally because people like walked out of there with like soaking wet sleeves or shirts because it was such a special moment that really, I think, showed us like what's going on and like the money.
Yeah.
When you do well, you can do good. So how can we impact this world for good type of thing? So. Super cool.
And I had never seen that outside of the church world. The only frame that I was coming into FHL was the nonprofit world. Mm-hmm. So it was through service. So we always, that was kind of in our DNA. So when that happened the first day at FHL, I was like, oh, and then I found out you could serve people and make money. Oh my gosh. I was like, it still amazes me every day.
It's such a cool story. Such a cool story. And, you know, obviously there's a reason why you're on stage at Funnel Hacking Live. Like I mentioned, Russell choreographs this in a way, and he picks people that know are going to have the greatest impact. People who, you know, not too long ago may have been in someone's, you know, same exact seat a couple years prior, like, okay, like $30,000, husband's driving Uber, living in an apartment with multiple kids running around and all to really opening your eyes, getting you involved in the community in this entrepreneurial world and changing your life and others, hundreds or countless other lives in the process. So I want to talk about that since you will be on stage at Funnel Hacking Live. So excited for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible. I believe you're day two, right? Speaking on day two.
Is that right?
I think it is. I'm
sometime.
I just said something else to everybody, so I believe you're day two.
I trust you. You're the man, Miles. Yeah, day two. Can't wait.
So your day two, it's going to be day two is jam packed and it's going to be an amazing day. But are there some things that you're really focusing on this year's presentation at Funnel Hacking Live that you're really excited to share with other
people? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so pumped, Miles, because the one thing catapulted my business the fastest, like why I was able to do 23,000 in 60 days, why I was able to do a 108K day a little while later was this one thing. And what it was a high ticket funnel. High ticket funnel. So I learned about it at FHL through Alex Hormozi. Thank you, Alex. Like that changed my life. And that high ticket funnel, I kind of did it by accident because I had people book a call rather than buying a course at the end. Cause I wanted to talk to people. I wanted to ask them questions. So I just started getting on the phone. And on the phone, I started selling something at $297 and then I got a little courageous and I sold it at $997. And then I started getting results for clients and they were having great stories. And I got so, I just kept doubling it, Miles. I kept doubling the price. So I was going 997. Then I went to 2000, then went to 3000, then 4000, 5000, and all the way up to $6,000. And the power of that high ticket funnel was like a rocket ship. You know, it started providing this huge cash infusion that caused our business to grow faster, able to hire a team. It's just all this cool stuff happening. And it was because I kind of by accident started at the top of the value ladder. Russell talks about you know, you get these different offers you can have. And what I found was by having a high ticket funnel, I was able to learn my customer, learn what they wanted and deliver this incredible experience. Like I remember going out to dinner, Miles, like with all my clients, they flew to me in Houston. And I took them out to this like 5-star restaurant and I had never like even been to this restaurant before because we couldn't afford it before, but now it's paying for all them. And we were in these beautiful hotels, and it was this, it just was so special. And people had such a life-changing experience in that premium program that I started teaching other people how to do it, how to do high ticket funnels and how to have premium packages they sell. And it just was crazy cool seeing the hundreds of thousands. I mean, some of our clients did and are now like doing like $500,000 in a day with their high tickets offer. So it's so cool. I wonder for every person listening at what, like, if you could imagine what a huge like cash infusion can do in your business.
Yeah.
You're able to just do like super cool things really fast. So that's what I'm going to be talking about at FHL. I can't wait. Some ninja stuff, some scripts and some templates and some checklists to make sure that people's high ticket offers like work like crazy pants right out of the gate.
That's going to be so cool. So cool. And like you said, it can be so impactful, like that type of infusion. Like I think a lot of us think like it, whether it's in our lives or in our business, like what can we do? Like how could that change things? And I think one of the cool things, and maybe you can touch on this a little more, but is, you know, you're attracting the right type of people when you have that higher ticket offer, right? Like you, you know, obviously we have the whole value ladder. We preach value ladder, like start here and send people up. You know, Russell's talked about it before and we've heard it many times. Like, would you rather have 1,000 people paying $100 or 100 people paying $1,000? And I think you know, you're going to get the right client when you do the other way around, less people, more money. And I'm sure you experienced that, right?
100%. That's exactly right. And it's like, you're maybe serving fewer people, but you have that cash infusion and you're able to really deliver to them at an extremely elite level, like things you do, Miles, for people in the premium programs that ClickFunnels has, like they're world-class events, world-class, like insane, like five-star off the charts. Like I've been to some of those events and had the privilege and being like, oh my gosh, like this one event, even though there's many events included in the premium off, this one event is worth whatever I paid to be inside this program. Like you just can't do that kind of stuff with a $47 ebook. You just can't.
And like it's the same thing you did with that five-star restaurant, right? Like if you had thousands of clients paying a lot less, you probably couldn't take all of those, you know, those thousands to that restaurant, but with a smaller amount, you can take them and have those life-changing experiences. Yeah. And, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, I know that probably wasn't inexpensive by any means, but you were able to do it for a smaller group that are paying that higher price and just making the best experience and then giving them the results that they're looking for. So cool.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, the transformation that people can undergo inside of a premium program is unprecedented.
Yeah.
It's you go deep. You can like, this isn't some kind of course that people buy and then they don't open. This is like high ticket buyers. They show up.
Yeah.
They are on time. They have their homework done. They are ready to go. They're action takers. It's a totally different kind of experience. So much fun to deliver the high ticket buyers.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I cannot wait for your presentation. One of the sad things for us is like as employees, like we're running around trying to make sure that this event is amazing for everyone.
So we always
miss most presentations and we have to come back and watch them. You know, the problem with this year is like, I love all the speakers Russell's picked. Like I have a relationship, them. And it's like, man, like maybe I should just take the week off and the audience and watch all the Funnel Hacking Live because it's going to be incredible.
Yeah. I wish that for you, Miles, that you could rent another Miles and he do all that stuff and you could just chill in the back, taking it in.
Nice. It'd be nice, but we're so excited for your presentation. Everyone else is as well. I do have a question for you. As you were going through this process, right? You said at the first Funnel Hacking Live, you're hearing all those different, you know, slang terms or different OTO, LTV, you know, AVC.
Yes.
What, like when you're hearing all those, like what was running through your mind? Like as, because I remember the first time I heard all that, I was like, man, oh, I don't, these people are weird. Like what was your initial thought?
I felt behind. Like I felt behind. I felt like, what is this secret language that all these super, and this is the super secret language that all the super wealthy people know. So like I was watching everybody, you know, present and then get the awards. I was like, if I could learn this secret language, like if I could learn what the, I was Googling in the back. I was Googling things like OTO and like, yeah, everything I didn't understand, I was writing the word down and trying to understand. So I felt, and I think a lot of people listening and even can feel like this in the journey of entrepreneurship, like, I don't know enough and I'm behind. And everybody feels like, and I was looking at everybody, I'm like, oh my God, they're so far ahead of me. This can take me 12 and a half years to like figure, you know, like you think, you almost start to think of it like school, like this is going to take me like forever. But what I love about Russell is he distills it into a few game-changing moves. And one of the things I heard him say that encouraged me is that I could learn these skills. And if I could learn particularly about offers, like how to make an offer, that it is the same as wealth creation. I remember he said one time, he said, it's almost as if you're studying the creation of out of nothing, something comes, and that's wealth. And that's the study of offer creation. And he was teaching us how to do that, but just like only Russell does, you know, like at FHL. Yeah. And so I kind of locked in. I was like, okay, I don't have to know everything, but if I can learn what Russell's saying, if I can grasp a little bit of what it's like to make an offer, even if I start low, if I start at 47, 97, like I kind of built up my conviction, my selling conviction. But if I get in the game, if I get in the offer creation game, I'm in the right arena.
Yeah.
Like wealth might be possible. But what I didn't realize is that once you get in that game and you start making offers, it's like wealth has that need for speed. And now it's in that magnetic attraction thing. Like it can happen quicker than you think.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I asked that is just, I think a lot of people, and you mentioned it just there, is like, oh, well, I don't know enough to really, to either go to Funnel Hacking Live or to sign up for a course or to really order this book. Like, I don't know enough to really
start diving
into this. And I think, you know, it's a perfect example, McCall and yourself, Eileen, just like, I don't know enough. And all of a sudden Googling OTO in the back, like, what do these things mean? And you don't have to know everything to get started. There's that, like that old ad, I forget what it is, but it's, literally I just had it and forgot it, but it's, you know what I mean? You don't have to be good to get started, but you have to be started to get good or something like that.
Yeah. You don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great.
There it is.
Save that.
But it's 100% true. Like for anyone listening that feels like maybe they're behind or whatever, like, it doesn't matter. Like we all started somewhere. We're all still trying to progress and get better. So whether it's Funnel Hacking Live or anything else in the ClickFunnels world, or life or business or, you know, that's marriage stuff, like it doesn't matter. You can start anytime.
So good, Miles. I love that. And it's just infinite abundance is always there, you know? So I think what I didn't realize is I had started a lot of things, Miles, and in other areas of my life, but I had never started in the game of entrepreneurship. I hadn't started in that arena, in that game. But once you just get in the arena and you start listening to Russell and people like yourself and the team, like it's like this acceleration. Yeah. It's just like this acceleration happens, especially just with wealth and money creation and businesses catapulting. Like if people could tell myself then, you know, back 2018, Eileen, like it's like strap your seatbelt on. Like it can just happen. If you just start, like what you're saying, Miles, you just start.
I love it. And I appreciate you coming on. I know you're super busy. You got, you know, your business you're running, you have your family, you're getting ready for Funnel Hacking Live. You're getting a bunch of questions from me about different things like walkout song and
the pressure.
That is actually it is such a tough question.
I'm more stressed out about the walkout song than my actual presentation, Miles. Like, I just want to get that out there.
I actually believe that because we kind of did like a little game in the office because we were like, hey, what would you guys walk out to? And no one could figure it out. Like, we didn't know whether to pick our favorite song or whether to pick like a song that made sense with us. And we were literally like, this is the hardest. Like, I feel bad for even asking that question anymore because it really is one of the hardest questions to answer.
I think I got it though. So I'm going to message you later today. I think I got my workout song team. Okay. Yeah. Let me know if you guys like it. Okay.
But hey, I'm sure we'll love it. And that's just one more thing. I love that. Like, I don't have to worry about that now. I'll get it over to the.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Taken care of. So
that's right.
So tell everybody where they can find you. Obviously they probably listen to this interview like, oh my gosh, I need to know where I can go find her. Tell them where they can find you on social media or online.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's my first and last name, Eileen Wilder, EileenWild. DER. Love to connect with you there or Instagram. I'm at Eileen Wild, or have a podcast if you want help with sales or high ticket offers. It's called The Confident Closer Show. Any which way you want to connect, listen, team, I am one of the ClickFunnels family. So consider me just like a sister in the hood here at the ClickFunnels like team. And I just like want to help you, want to help every person listening understand just the power of high ticket sales and the power of getting started with ClickFunnels. So thanks, Miles. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And we can't wait for you to be on stage next month at Funnel Hacking Live. Everybody, that was our guest, Eileen Wilder. We're so thankful she joined us on the show. Again, you're listening to ClickFunnels Radio. If you don't already have your ticket to Funnel Hacking Live, head on over to funnelhackinglive.com. You can get an in-person or a virtual ticket. If you're planning on going in person, you may want to hurry up because those are moving quick. We're about sold out. But again, Eileen, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, ClickFunnels Radio fam, we will see you later. Have a fantastic day.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.